youth quake. American politics is still defined by the values and priorities of baby boomers, but not for long. By Charlotte Alter. Love 'em or hate 'em, this much is true. One day, soon, millennials will rule America. This is neither wish nor warning, but fact, rooted in the physics of time and the biology of human cells. Millennials, born between 1981 and 1996, are already the largest living generation and the largest age group in the workforce. They outnumber Gen X, born 1965 to 1980, and will soon outnumber baby boomers, born 1946 to 1964, among American voters. Their startups have revolutionized the economy, their tastes have shifted the culture, and their enormous appetite for social media has transformed human interaction. American politics is the next arena ripe for disruption. When it occurs, it may feel like a revolution, in part because this generation has different political views than those in power now. Millennials are more racially diverse, more tuned in to the power of networks and systems, and more socially progressive than either Gen X or baby boomers on nearly every available metric. They tend to favor government health care, student debt relief, marijuana legalization, and criminal justice reform, and they demand urgent government action on climate change. The millennial wave is coming. The only questions are when and how fast it will arrive. So what's America going to look like when this generation rises to power? I spent the past 3 years trying to answer that question by crisscrossing the country, interviewing the young leaders who are among the first in their cohort to be elected to public office. I sat down with Democratic stars like Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, 30, and former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, 38, and Republican up-and-comers like Representatives Elise Stefanik and Dan Crenshaw, both 35. I interviewed rookie Democratic congresswomen like Lauren Underwood, 33, and Haley Stevens, 36, and a smattering of local leaders from California to New York, including Stockton, California Mayor Michael Tubbs, 29, and Ithaca, New York Mayor Steve Myrick, 32. The result is my book, The Ones We've Been Waiting For. If I set out to learn what millennials believe and why, I ended up with something more compelling, a glimpse of our country's future. Millennials, after all, are starting to gain political power at a time when America looks more like a gerontocracy than ever. Donald Trump is the oldest first-term president in U.S. history, elected largely by older white voters. He is surrounded in Washington by senior citizens like Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, 82, who can manage only a small window every day when he can focus and pay attention and not fall asleep, according to one Politico report.